This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello and welcome to the debut episode of a brand new podcast series called You Don't Know Billy Jack.
My name is Drew, and I'm joined today by our resident stranger, Jordan Darby. Jordan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing okay, thank you. So what is this show I've got you? I've swindled you into joining here. Well, well, I'll tell you what it is. What we're going to do here, the idea for this show, is that Jordan has no experience watching wrestling. Is that correct, Jordan?
That is correct. Outside of two or three WrestleTimes that you forced me to watch.
Yeah. So you never watched as a child or anything?
No, I had like the action figures when I was very, very small, you know, Hulk Hogan and that, but that was kind of the extent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So the idea behind the show, its inspiration is the show Jeff Learns Wrestling, which is also available on Place to Be Nation. Yeah, but we're doing the goal is different here. The goal for this is that we're going to watch, in chronological order, matches that are considered to be the greatest of all time. So just that matches that have some kind of general reputation as being the best match, the best wrestling match of all time. So that could be from a wrestling promotion who's saying that, or from various fans online, or different, you know, communities or whatever. So we're just going to kind of throw you in blind.
Okay.
And we're just going to see what happens. The reason I want to do this is because I'm very interested in, first of all, just your reactions to things. I just want to have you watch something that you have no prior knowledge of and just record your initial reactions. I'm also interested, more importantly, to see if there's some kind of transcendent element in the storytelling that you were able to pick up on and enjoy a match to a varying degree that you have no, you have no bias, you have no history.
Or insight
or anything.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be an interesting experiment and hopefully a fun one for you. We'll see.
let's try it.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is it's a live watch series. So we're going to be watching each match live and obviously recording your reactions in real time. And I want you to ask questions, any questions you want that may or may not relate to the match, or just anything that will help your understanding of the match.
Got it.
And if it's nothing, if you don't care, then that's fine. You don't have to ask anything. Mm-hmm. It's the purpose of this isn't to provide live commentary for a match. It's only to provide a vehicle for discussion about this match. And again, record your reactions as you're seeing it. After the match, I have a series of questions that I'll be asking you.
Okay.
And so we'll do this. It's a limited series. I have a list of, I think, about 20 matches that we'll be watching. So we're going to watch that. Watch those matches and just see how it goes.
Sounds good.
But before we start watching a match,
okay,
we have something very important to take care of.
the matter of your birthday?
Yes.
I
understand you have birthday gifts for me.
I do. How did you know?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I already gave you the Taco Works chips.
Yes, Jordan gave me two bags of Taco Works. Now, Jordan, explain to the folks at home, what are Taco Works chips?
Taco Works are a seasoned tortilla chip, heavily containing large doses of MSG that is sold at Costco, but they're actually made not far from us and definitely not far from your hometown of Atascadero in San Luis Obispo, right?
Correct.
And so we both have a mutual love for that, and you can buy like 12 bags for $5 or whatever. So, there you go. Okay, I didn't wrap these.
That's all right.
Because I just didn't. But number one, I'm continuing you on your journey.
Very good.
Of the Doors.
Yes.
So that's Strange Days.
Strange
which
Days.
I think is their best album. So.
All right.
Now you will get a little deeper.
Very good. I like the other one you gave me.
Okay, this one is better than that one.
Okay.
So the other one's awesome.
Yeah.
I gave Drew, for the listener at home, if you're keeping score, Morrison Hotel, which is an awesome album, but this is their album.
Yeah.
And just listen to it in the context of when it was released and maybe look up, you know, what else was being released at that time. It's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Note the shipping label.
Okay, I like this.
It came to me.
SST Superstore.
Yeah, you know, I didn't. I took a chance ordering, and I actually got it. So
it was it really pretty quick.
I went through Amazon.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go straight.
I
got it in like a couple days. So.
I've ordered straight from them before. So for the folks at home, SST Records, of course, the legendary Southern California label, owned and operated by Greg Ginn. Now operating out of a cat-infested barn in Texas.
Exactly.
So, you know, the dubious stories abound with him. But whenever I've ordered directly from the website, it's always been, like, really, really fast.
Yeah, I didn't know that you had yet, so I thought I couldn't be the first.
Fair enough.
So knowing that you have. And then that was a good experience. It was through Amazon, but I got it in, like, 2 or 3 days, so.
So let's see.
Yeah, so I don't know how you feel about that shirt, but I really like it. I'm probably gonna get one for myself. But if you want to get a different one, you can.
Remember we talked about this.
Recently. Yeah, yeah. That's a cool shirt.
Yeah, it is a cool shirt. So for the folks at home, the shirt I'm looking at here is the Black Flag six pack cover on a white T-shirt. Black ink on a white T-shirt. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm very, very excited. So that's, as you know, if you're ever in... Oh, look at this.
No
SST
fair,
sticker.
No fair, no.
Do you get to keep
no,
that?
No, you can have it.
Very good. SST bumper sticker as well. So as you know, whenever you're in need of ideas for my gifts, Coca-Cola, Mallards, Black Flag, or Discharge.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, so I kind of hit something there.
You sure did. Thank you very much.
I also brought you, it's not a Coke, but I brought us Dr. Peppers.
All right.
And then I want to do the Ellen with them.
What does that mean?
Have you ever done the Ellen?
What is that?
So you, this is a supercharge. This is how you get these cold, like, fast. You soak a paper towel
okay.
in water, regular tap water.
Okay.
You wrap it around, encasing the entirety of the can,
uh-huh.
and then you put it in the freezer, and this is going to be freezing cold in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
So I'm going to do the Ellen on these.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So while Jordan is doing that, I guess I will do a little introduction to the first match that we're going to watch for the Live Watch series. This is MS Uno, or MS One, rather. If we're pronouncing it in Spanish, it would be MASA Uno. I think
where's
correct.
Your paper towels?
Under the sink. MASA Uno versus Sangre Chicana, hair versus hair match from 9/23/1983. The main event of EMLL's 50th anniversary show, of course, from Arena Mexico. A very famous match. And this is one that I'm very excited for Jordan to watch. And I think it'll be a good match to kick off our series to kind of see what he's going to be getting into. I think that'll be very interesting. Now, Jordan, as I'm watching him soaking paper towels in water, we'll see. Anyways... What can I talk about here?
Okay.
All right. Now then.
I should have had you pause the thing.
No, that's good. the people want to see.
Yeah, right.
All right. Are we ready?
Let's rock.
So like I said, I don't know how much you heard me talking.
Yeah, yeah.
This is MS1 versus Sangre Chicana, hair versus hair match, September 23rd, 1983, the main event of EMLL's, that's one of the big two wrestling organizations in Mexico.
Okay.
Hair versus hair match, the main event of the 50th anniversary show for them.
Wow, okay.
So here we go. So we start off, so that's MS1 right there.
Okay.
So he's what you would call the bad guy, or the heel, or the rudo.
Okay.
In lucha. So the style here is lucha libre.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't have the masks.
Right. Yeah. Because they both of them at one point lost their masks.
Okay. And is that like a sign of dishonor or?
Well, yeah, kind of. So there's a mask match, a mask versus hair match, a mask versus mask match. That's like the end of a big feud.
Okay.
So that's like that's a very, very big event.
So you're either hair or mask?
Yeah.
Is that the whole, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So this is an equivalent to that, like a hair versus hair mask is an equivalent to like a mask versus mask match.
Okay,
And that's after things have escalated. It's usually like, there's like maybe a normal match or, okay, so no, so sorry, I'm interrupting myself. So we're getting into it now here. So that's Sangre Chicana right there.
Okay. I mean, even the title, it looks like a not safe for work. Like it, MS1 versus Sangre Chicana,
yeah.
1983. I was expecting some kind of beheading on a school bus or something.
Uh-huh.
On first blush, this looks very, like, this looks like it's in a barn. Like, we're in, like, a warehouse.
No, it's in, like, a really, really nice arena.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's no... It's a lot nicer now, but it's kind of raw looking. But, no, it's in, like, a... it's, like, 18 to 20,000 seat arena.
And that's, like, what the crowd capacity is at this point? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this would most likely be a sold-out show. So see what's going on now.
Okay.
So
So we're to believe the crowd is favoring the Sangre.
Yeah, and if you heard, I don't know if you heard, it might be a little too quiet. I'll turn it up just a little bit. So you would have heard them chanting for Sangre Chicana.
Sangre Chicana.
Yeah, Chicana,
okay.
Chicana, like that. They're both kind of bad guys right now.
Okay.
Sangre Chicana is a little bit transcendent at this point. Like, the people really like him, but he's technically, I guess, a bad guy. So I want you to pay attention to, like, what's happening in the match, like who's doing what moves or what, you know,
mm-hmm.
the kind of ebbs and flows of the match like that. I totally lost my train of thought from earlier, so... I likely would have provided you some good information, but I...
Well, we were doing the Ellen.
Yeah, so...
And there's some, like, grandma...
Yeah.
...is coming over to him.
Yeah, like, helping...
Holding his coat. And,
yeah, she helped him get his coat on.
And then the guy was just running with, like, four beers in his hand. Yeah, so they kind of just... They did, like, a peel back, and then the guy's just ripping into the other guy. There wasn't, like, any of the stage entrance stuff that we see. And
right.
Is that, like, they just get going, or is that just the editing of this?
Well,
like,
yeah, it's the editing of this, but there's... So I'll tell you that Lucha Libre is a style that is very difficult for a lot of people, a lot of, like, American fans or more Western fans to get into.
Hmm.
I think a lot of it has to do with, well, it's, I don't know, the style is pretty different at times, but there is an element of the production as well being, like, I'm not, I don't, I'm not real well versed in it. I like it a lot. I mean, some of my favorite matches are lucha matches, but it can be pretty jarring if you just kind of are thrown into it. So like sometimes there'll be like long crowd shots and it'll miss like a pin,
like a critical point.
Yeah, something like that. So that's not out of the ordinary, like kind of a raw production thing like that. But that's also, I mean, this is the early 80s, you know?
Yeah, they don't seem to be, they're just kind of ripping on each other here. They don't seem to, there doesn't seem to be as much of a theatrical element there. At least like in, by theatrical, I mean like, he's not going on the crowd and, you know, they're not pacing each other. They're just like trying to fight each other.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you realize this. I guess I should have told you. Do you see how he just got his hand raised?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Got it. Okay.
So he just won the first fall.
Okay.
And that, again, is something that's difficult for a lot of people to follow, is because it's not... If you're coming at this from someone who's watched, like, WWE, and that's their main area, or that's what was very influential to them... It can be shocking because, and actually same with a lot of old wrestling, but WWE was really focused on the finish of a match, kind of building to a big finish as a big moment. And so to see something come out of nowhere like this can be, again, like jarring, where people think it wasn't good because it didn't build to that.
Right, kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, exactly. So this is now in the second fall of 2 out of 3 falls.
And you don't have any break between, you just start going.
Yeah, I think sometimes there's, again, like, sometimes there's a little break, but not in this case.
They're spending a lot of time out of the ring.
Yeah.
Is that just, this is what's happening in this fight, or is that, he looks really messed up in the face, too.
Did you see the old lady wiping the blood from him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is...
And is the blood, is that... I don't get the whole kayfabe or what... I don't. What is it like? Did he cut himself with a razor before, or is that like he's bleeding because he's being hit hard?
Well, so he cut himself with a razor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it just looks like a lot of blood.
Yeah, it is a lot of blood. And so this is like a brawl. Mm-hmm. The style, if you're going to call it a style, it would be called a brawl. So it's not a lot of like technical wrestling moves. It's punching and kicking, and they're running around the ring.
Got it.
Yeah.
And they were just chanting for the Chicana.
Yeah. So you see him, he's hitting his head.
Yeah.
Trying to, like, get himself back into the match.
Got it.
Yeah. Look at him.
He's pretty brutish.
Yeah, so you see it's fairly one-sided at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't done really anything up to this point.
Yeah. And so I guess we should kind of go back and, like, as far as your experience wrestling, or like what you know about wrestling. So we had a conversation last night. Tell for the folks at home, do you remember what we were talking about in the Circle K? You asked me a question. You asked me what
wrestling. Oh, yeah. I mean, the question when we were talking about doing this show is, what do you mean by professional wrestling? Because,
yeah.
I mean, and then I referenced this match where this Asian guy and this cop-looking guy just were slugging on each other for real.
Yeah.
But that was different than this.
Yes. So that's the very famous Don Fry versus Yoshihiro Takagi from Pride.
Okay, so I like my fighting experience is nil. I mean, I've seen a little bit of the early UFC.
Yeah.
And then I've seen, like I said, some of the Hallmark, like, wrestling, you know, Hulk Hogan type wrestling.
Yeah. So that all of this will, there's a lot of different stuff we're watching. Now, do you see what's happening now?
the crowd is riled, and then now he's starting to go on this, the guy in the red, the MS1.
Yeah, so he was able to duck a punch, he landed a big punch,
yeah,
and then hit a big dive.
He shifted the momentum, and the crowd seems to be going crazy. And then they showed this other grandma just, like, passively smoking in the stands.
Yes.
It's kind of a weird... Now that I'm thinking about it, it's kind of an interesting take. I mean, yeah, I know they're acting to whatever extent, in
mm-hmm.
whatever way, but he does look pretty jacked up.
Yeah.
Chicana.
Yeah. By the way, that's one of my all-time favorite wrestling names, Sangre Chicana.
Yeah, he looks...
So he won, by a count out.
Is that when they're out of the ring for X amount of time?
Yeah, so they'll count to 10 or 20. Whatever.
You have to get back inside.
Yeah, he wasn't able to do that.
Okay.
So now we're kind of out of even playing field now. Has it been 5 minutes? It surely has, right?
I think so.
Should I get this?
Check on it.
Okay.
I can't vouch for the temperature of your particular model freezer.
Well...
How do they feel?
Yeah.
We can leave them for a couple.
Yeah.
So the crowd's really going now, and he's trying to fight himself out of the ring to get down to the MS1 character.
Yeah. So this is, it's like I said, it's the at this point, if it's resulted in a mask versus match or a hair versus hair mask, it's called an Cuesta's match.
Okay.
It's a very personal feud.
Okay.
And unfortunately, there's not a lot of footage that exists from 1980s Lucha Libre.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, but not there's not like full
right.
episodes and seasons and all this stuff. Of TV shows, so we're left a little bit. I don't think there's other matches prior to this
in this evening here.
Yeah. I think certainly this whole show has not been released before. I know there's another match. I forget what it is, but there's another match from the show that's up there. But other matches that led.
So yeah, isn't there typically some kind of long drawn out storyline that leads to these critical matches, or is that like a WWF thing? Or?
Yeah, that's more of a WWF thing or an American thing. But sometimes, we'll watch another lucha match later on,
mm-hmm.
where there's a long storyline to it.
Got it.
And I another thing that's difficult about Lucha Libre for people is sometimes they'll set up a match and it just never happens, or
because of personal.
I mean,
off the field stuff.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
It could be a million different things. So it's there's not always a payoff to things. That you want,
Got it, yeah. So there's a lot of elderly people.
Yeah.
In this crowd.
Yeah.
And in the, what would be the, I would think, the best seats.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, which is...
And they're kind of just, when the guys are down there, they're kind of, it just seems like there's not really any crowd control. People are just walking around and...
Yeah.
Kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know, doing their thing.
Yeah, but it's they don't need it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you see, now he's been, MS1 has been cut up as well. Or beat up.
Yeah, beat up. And there's quite a lot of blood going around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, that's pretty, pretty common for these types of matches. So this is the third fall now.
Okay.
So they've each won.
Yes.
So now they're trying to it's
this is the time
finish.
That yeah.
Yeah. And so you'll see how different this is. I mean, we'll watch matches later where as it's get, they're getting on in the match, things get more and more like acrobatic, you'd say, mm-hmm. or more and more athletic and like high paced. Whereas mm-hmm. this is kind of the opposite.
Well, like you said, they're kind of just brawling on each other.
Yeah. Where it's, I mean, you see it like they're laying around and
yeah.
They'll maybe hit a punch or one kind of quick move and that's it, you know?
So, what was going on in America at this point? It's 1983, it's September.
Yeah, so 1983, do you know what the territories are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was like before WWF owned everything.
Okay.
There were several territories throughout the state or throughout the country.
Got it.
And so they all, to varying degrees, were successful. And there was kind of a working agreement between all of them, where they would
like a tribal agreement.
Yeah. And so they would like share guys, and you know they'd stay out of each other's territories and stuff. But like the main thing for me in this same time period would have been Ric Flair.
Sure.
You know that name, right?
Yeah.
And Harley Race. Does that?
I've never heard of that.
Okay, so. There was a big championship match coming up between Ric Flair and Harley Race.
Got it.
That would have been November of 1983.
And
that happened.
And is the audience here aware of that?
That's a good question. I would say the only way they would have been aware of that was through wrestling magazines. If there was distribution in Mexico. And you know, presumably a person would need to read and speak English to understand, to read,
right,
you know?
Right.
But like I don't think there was, there wasn't TV, you know, because this is in Monterrey. I don't know if it's in Mexico City, maybe. I don't know where Arena Mexico is, but it's not like this is in Tijuana where
there's a lot of crossover.
Yeah, there's a lot of coming and going. I mean, no one, or you might get like San Diego TV stations.
Sure.
And this is down there, you know?
Yeah, you've got to be along there to be in.
Yeah. So it's, you know, most of these people wouldn't have any idea. Just like people in America wouldn't have any idea of what was going on.
Right. That kind of is interesting to think about, too.
Yeah, it definitely is. So the
so he's they're spending a lot of time outside the ring again now.
Yes. Yeah. And so we're still kind of in it's the third fall, and it's just a lot of back and forth. But very slow. Would you call it slow paced?
Yeah. I mean, I think that authenticates it a little bit, but I don't know how entertaining
mm-hmm.
it is.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're fighting each other, like in a real way.
Yeah.
Because they're just kind of slowly like wobbling around and punching each other.
Yeah. And like you can see the map.
Yeah.
Like look at him.
Yeah, everybody looks pretty roughened.
Yeah. I'm gonna check the sodas again.
Bring them out.
No matter what.
No matter what. Or mine, at least.
Yeah, no.
Can you bring me some of those works?
Yeah.
They're both just kind of like rolling around on each other now. Chicana is trying to pin. I'm just like... pretty cool. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I will say this. First of all, Ellen might have a higher quality freezer than me.
I would hope she does.
You know, she lives in Montecito.
That's not a surprise to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to get you rapid freezing cold on your blue collar freezer. But you get the idea. Sometimes if you do it and you forget about it and you go a little longer, it's like really nice.
The working man has to wait a little longer.
That's the price we pay.
Swing a soda for the working man.
I will. Yeah, I'm just trying to find out like a unifying theme between like what professional wrestling is, basically.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you asked that, because like that's kind of part of the idea of watching all of these matches like in a relatively short time frame.
Sure.
Like with not watching them in context of what was going on in the promotion or the rest of the world, but
mm-hmm.
watching them in context of each other and comparing mm-hmm. them to each other. Because that's so I've seen all of these matches that we're going to watch multiple times. Even if like, you know, I'm not a super heavy like into lucha.
Did the guy tap out? Is that a thing at this point?
Yeah, not like tap out, but submit.
Submit.
Yeah, give up, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I've never watched all these matches with the other ones in mind. So that'll be kind of interesting to see. And I will say also, like this list is like I very casually sourced this list.
Right.
Like it's not definitive or anything. Like I'm sure there's matches I've forgotten or whatever, you know.
Well, that in of itself kind of speaks to the medium, because there probably never could be like a definitive list.
No.
Right.
No,
right?
Of course not.
But that's the whole thing about this stuff. It's all anecdotal and like there's a kind of a mythic, like
yeah.
it's supposed to blur these lines and
yeah. Well, and you know what's actually really interesting is that about this as a medium, I guess you'd call it, is what we as fans consider to be a good match is often completely different than what like wrestlers would consider to be a good match or the best match of all time or something.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like ultimately it's all meaningless.
Sure.
But it's just interesting that you're judging it on a set of criteria that may or may not be in line. So we're back to those are the two old ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that took his jacket off and then the one that was wiping his
right.
And so our man won.
Yeah, so he won. It's a slow victory.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of just saying, and they keep showing this guy at the MS1, and excuse me, he looks really disgusting because his hair was like bleach blonde before,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Now it's like black.
Yeah.
Like jet black. That is so sick.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so again, I keep like interrupting myself and losing my trains of thought, but it's so he's supposed to get his head shaved now, MS1,
oh.
And he's not going back in the ring.
Interesting. Okay.
So look at our man is throwing him back in.
So you either lose your mask or you get your head shaved, depending on what your status
right.
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like I said, especially like the mask, losing a mask, it's like a huge, huge deal. Because it's essentially
yeah, yeah,
their
yeah,
identity.
It's your
you know?
Identity.
So it's like
this is sketchy, by the way.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's like this old man is just going to town on this guy's head with these clippers or these scissors.
Yeah. It gets really gross because it's like there's sweat and blood.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah. This
and,
is like
you know?
Pretty primitive.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so it's the idea of like analyzing a match or like rating a match or whatever. It's interesting in that it's you're basing it on two entirely different
mm-hmm.
like principles, you know,
mm-hmm.
like from as a wrestler or as a fan.
Well, and there's no like quantifiable stats. Like, you know, you can talk about like a baseball game, like the greatest game ever pitched or whatever, because you have there's arguments amongst that, but at least you have stats you can work with and say, like, well, this many strikeouts or this few guys on base or whatever.
Yeah.
This is like, there's such an emotional element here.
Mm-hmm. When you can't use, like, oh, he's a 10-time world champion because it doesn't...
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that the company had faith in him as like a top person enough that he got or she got these so many championships, but that gets into really dubious territory because there's times when like a company is really like falling apart, you know, or someone doesn't know what they're doing and they're just you know. So yeah, so MS1 was very resistant to get his haircut.
So the barber's just kind of like following him around, cutting a few locks at a time, I guess.
Look at his face.
Yeah, and he just looks positively horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's allowing the shearing, it looks like.
Yeah. He's submitted.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
that is kind of humiliating, really.
Yeah. You know, we're committing a real cardinal sin here, eating while podcasting.
Yeah, I thought about that. I'm sorry.
No.
Just the taco words.
Do you think that's something that I would like or not like?
I think you probably eat. Like that. Yeah, me just being ignorant. The more ignorant, I think, is probably the better.
But you know how I am with eating during performances.
Yeah, you do. You have a long storied history with that.
Mm-hmm.
In all forms.
So, as far as the soda, Jordan, it works pretty good for me. Like, I would say better than this. If you just put it in a freezer for 15 minutes, just kind of with stuff on top of it.
Yeah, I think that's the same kind of principle.
Same principle, right?
Yeah.
Also, the water that you used probably wasn't that cold.
Yeah.
Because our water's, you know, kind of funky.
Dude, he's giving him, like, the real business here now. He's got, like, the Marine Clippers.
Yeah.
Those are, like, real.
Mm-hmm. And so these two would go on to have more matches against each other. Like, I think the next week, they had, like, a trios match against each other. Like, a six-person tag match. Three people
like
on
a Royal Rumble type thing?
No, just, you know what a tag match is.
Yeah, like tag man.
That, but with three people on each side instead of two.
Oh, okay.
And then the next year, they headlined the show, the same show with the same match.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you just let your hair grow out and you try to regain your hair?
Yeah.
Or are you not allowed to at that point?
No, you can. And that's it. So the video's over. Huh. So now, I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
Let me get my notes here. So the first question, I want to hear these are a series of questions I'm going to ask you every match.
Okay, you're not going to quiz me on, like, did he do this move?
I am, yes.
Because I'm not going to know.
Jordan, the first question, did he do that move?
I think he did.
Okay, false.
Okay,
so first question, general thoughts on the match.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard. It was really hard to pull away from the production value because it, like, gave it kind of a, for me, it just felt really gritty.
Mm-hmm.
It felt more like a real fight than what I would see on, like, a WWF type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was kind of interesting, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there was, I don't know, it was so burly. Like, they were just kind of going on each other, and I don't really like to watch people beat each other up, you know, in general. So, I know there's a degree of reality that's not there, but it's like, without the funny makeup or them getting the crowd going, it kind of just turns into them just going on each other.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, it was interesting. The most interesting part was the crowd, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Because they were not characteristic of what I would think, you know, when I'm like every crowd shot with these kind of weird looking people.
Yeah.
Like the older people and the, mm-hmm. the grandma and all that.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess that kind of answers my second question. Did you like the match? Meaning, what did you like, you know, us talking and everything aside, like try to remove that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you like watching that for 27 minutes?
I didn't dislike it, but I don't know that I would say I liked it.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, put it this way, like, it'd be hard for me to tell you what was, like, culturally significant about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
in the pantheon of wrestling.
Okay, yeah. Which is, like, again, that's like, kind of the point of what, that's, like, what I want to know.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it felt like, it felt interesting in a sense that they'll you could tell those are two professionals,
mm-hmm.
and that says something,
mm-hmm.
you know. But beyond that, it was kind of like I didn't know what would have distinguished that from if you would have shown me the match right before it that night or whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No. That's really good. So, do you have any sense of a story that was conveyed in the match?
Not really, other than it felt like, I mean, even without you saying that, you could tell that the Sangre Chicana was the, like, favored one,
mm-hmm.
and the first, like, long portion of the match, he was just getting, like, used and abused.
Yeah.
And then he kind of has this, like, redemption.
Yeah.
And the crowd, like, really got worked up when he started going.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it did feel theatrical in that way. He was like, he got kicked down, you know, and the other guy was all arrogant and kind of proud, it felt like. But then it just, everything turned, like,
right.
It felt like 15 minutes into the thing, it like, just turned. And then for the rest of it, it was like the Chicana just chasing the guy out of the ring, like,
right.
and owning him.
Yeah.
So that it, like, maybe like a redemptive thing, I don't know, but that's kind of what I got out of it.
Yeah, very good. And you kind of answered this already, can you see why this match, like, can you get a sense of why this match is considered to be one of the greatest matches of all time?
Not really, like, I can tell that these are two professionals and that they're regarded in some way, and again, I mean, I don't know how the crowd would react to two other wrestlers in that place at that time, but
yeah.
It felt like, especially like the Chicana, I mean, you really got a sense that that's a charismatic person,
mm-hmm.
and the crowd was going for him.
Yeah.
So, you know, without knowing, maybe he had fallen to degrees before this whole thing. I don't know. I could only guess, but it would be hard for me to tell, like, the weight of this match or it as a match, like,
yeah.
static, you know, like,
yeah.
it, without knowing anything else, any context, no, I don't think I'd be able to give you,
okay.
you know, for what that's worth, I don't know.
Let me ask you this, do you think the commentary, because there was commentary, but it was in Spanish, of
right.
Did that play into that at all for you? Like, was that a factor at all?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, they were going the whole time, the announcers,
yeah,
and they were with degrees of passion.
Okay.
So I mean, I feel like if I would have known what they were saying and doing,
yeah,
that would have built the moment.
Okay, so you're did it? I guess what I was trying to say, did you lose the commentary being, you know, kind of negligible?
Mm-hmm.
Did that take something away from you, for you?
Yeah, I would say
okay.
so.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, in this sense,
yeah.
probably.
Okay.
But that also just might be, like, because I couldn't cheat, really, and you know,
right.
they're probably going to be building the narrative around the whole, why these two are mad at each other, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they were going the whole time, though, and I feel like they're part of the, like, the production, they're involved in the production.
Yeah.
Just like the crowd and the ref and everybody. So it's like, they're to some degree important.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, I probably lost a little something there.
Okay. Cool. And so the last question I'll ask you, and we can't answer it today, but the last question I'll ask you from here on out is, how does this compare to the other matches we've watched? Mm-hmm. So I may even have you like rank the matches every week.
Okay.
Or you know, every episode, whenever.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
Because I think that'd be interesting to do as well. Okay. Well, do you want to know? Do you want to know what I think of the match or not?
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear why would this be on there in some way, or what did you think about it?
I mean, I love this match. I really love it. The crowd, first of all, Sangre Chicana, just like him existing, you know?
Right.
MS1, I really like how he conveyed himself to be a bad guy. The simplicity of it is, that's the big standout for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, I mean, the thing with a wrestler and the crowd is that they can make anything feel important, and they control, you know, what feels important and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So if, I mean, the biggest reaction of the night was from one punch.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, I don't know, I think that's very special.
Yeah, it's like charisma.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like they were able to get a crowd in such a state where simply the action of him ducking and swinging,
mm-hmm,
made everyone lose their mind.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Like very impressive.
Yeah, that's true.
And I really liked, of course, the very gritty feel of it.
Yeah.
And like the bloodstained mat, you know?
Oh, yeah. And like I said, the production value,
It adds to it.
Really adds,
yeah,
to it.
And that the production value for all the different kind of promotions we're going to watch, because we're going to watch like a lot of different stuff,
mm-hmm,
from Japan, from Mexico, and the United States, and, you know, kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be something to interesting to track. But yeah, like, I like love blood and wrestling?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. But that's like, so the fact that they were both bleeding and the mat is real stained, you know?
Yeah, like dirty.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the villain really transforms. Like,
yeah.
Like I was saying. I mean,
yeah.
He's kind of this golden haired thing in the beginning.
And he's
kind of
like,
to
he's
the bravado.
Like,
and,
yeah, he's kind of strutting around.
And
know?
Then to be just, you can't even distinguish his facial features at,
yeah,
the end because of the video quality. And then the blood is just fully covering him. And his hair is like black.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, no, that was interesting.
Yeah. And it's their abilities to tell a very simple story so effectively and convey so much emotion.
Mm-hmm.
That's because, like I said, this is a very, it's not even that long. It's like the entire video is 27 minutes.
Right.
So minus everything, it's like a 20 minute match. You know,
mm-hmm,
that's not a super long time,
mm-hmm,
especially compared to some of the other stuff I'm going to make you watch.
Oh.
But it's like, the fact that they were able to just, in this 20-minute time frame, tell a very, very simple, very effective story. It's like,
yeah, it's pretty stripped down.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's, I did definitely sense that.
Yeah. So it's like, I would not consider that, okay, you know, we were talking about This Heat,
mm-hmm,
the other night. For those at home, This Heat is a band that Jordan and I both like, that Deceit record. It's not, I consider this to be not the best match of all time,
mm-hmm,
but it's like, it's...
It's like perfect,
it's perfect
in its own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. And that's what I think of it. But that's kind of all I've got.
Cool.
So, Jordan, what typically happens at the end of wrestling podcasts is that people plug their Twitter accounts and their website associations,
yeah,
and their other projects that they have going on. So let me ask you, Jordan, what are all of your social media accounts?
Just catch me on Main Street in Ventura. That's it.
Now, no Twitter account, Jordan.
No.
Now, if people want to get a hold of you, what's your social security number?
Okay.
Hmm?
Yeah, they'll know where to find me. You can find me. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
Well, okay, Jordan. Well, I guess for me, if people would like to get a hold of me,
Oh, no, that's okay. I know, that's okay.
Okay. Well, now, for me, I do have a Twitter account, Jordan.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I didn't. I knew that you had one for your prior podcast.
Yeah, it's the same one.
Okay, and I was led to believe all you did was comment about fast food.
Yeah, I mean, that is the majority.
Okay, so I'm not wrong.
No. If anyone is interested, you can follow me on Twitter, because that's kind of the way I don't have a personal Twitter, but I like...
Yeah,
it's, I don't know.
You're using the company dime.
Yeah. But anyways, at underscore Burning Spirits is my Twitter account, if you're interested there. I wrote an article for a zine that is still available, I believe. It's called the Ghoul for the Summer zine.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. And so I wrote an article about Masashi Takeda. Oh,
cool.
So if you want to pick that up, you can get that from kaijuclutch.bigcartel.com. That is kaijuclutch.bigcartel.com. So yeah, that's available. It's $5. And it's a zine. And so that's it. That was the first episode. We will be back with more matches. Until then, thank you for listening, and thank you, Jordan, for participating.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Goodbye.